This is a new session, a new format that Torah Masorah has adopted for this year. And the reason that it adopted it is because at the planning committee, it was felt that because Torah Masorah really has such a wide gamut of different types of schools, different types of yeshivot that it caters to, all the way from the Hadarim, the Chassidish Hadarim, to day schools that have to deal with completely irreligious clientele, that the Shilas and Shuvah sessions that it traditionally has every Thursday night really doesn't begin to address some of the specific needs of these different types of schools. And therefore, it was felt that if we could introduce a new format, such as what we are having tonight, that we could really discuss and hear from the Rosh Yeshiva answers to specific questions that we in each group have to deal with. Obviously, the questions and concerns that a Chassidish Cheder has is very different than the types of questions that you need to address, that we all need to address at this session, which is for yeshiva day schools. It is really our schus to have Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Ne'er Yisrael, here tonight, and he is going to answer these specific questions. It's a no-holds-barred, according to Rabbi Weinberg, attempt to answer. And according to Rabbi Weinberg, it's a no-holds-barred type of a session. Ask any question. There are no restrictions whatsoever. The Rosh Yeshiva may decide not to answer a question, but all questions.
If I can, I'll.
Okay, I'll leave it up to the Rosh Yeshiva.
Questions, I don't have answers.
Okay. Therefore, it's my pleasure to introduce Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yaakov Weinberg.
Did I make that preliminary remark? Once upon a time, Torah Masorah had a function that was very, very unique and special. The function was to... The function was to create day schools. They succeeded to a tremendous extent. They created day schools throughout the United States, and once upon a time, they boasted, if I can use that word, boasted in the most positive sense, that they didn't leave a city of 5,000 Jews in which a day school had not been created. That was an enormous accomplishment. It changed the map of Jewry across the entire country. Excuse me. Today, whether correctly or incorrectly, the time of school building is no longer here, and Torah Masorah no longer has a function of building schools. Torah Masorah certainly is doing an enormously important and successful service to schools, placement, the materials, advice, the convention. And please don't underestimate the tremendous contribution that the convention does actually make in terms of chizuk, in terms of relationships, and in terms of strengthening, through the support it gives, the not only morale, but the actual abilities of principals all over the country to face up to the arduous tasks, Nebuch, that is theirs. I suggest that these are all periphery services, and that the main service of Torah Masorah today ought to be, should be, a most important part that it can serve is to maintain the day schools it spent so much blood to build. The day schools it built did not come easily. The staff together with Balabatim, traveled all over the country, and it was Mesiras Nefeshtik work to create these day schools, whom we are losing by the dozens every year. A day school at that time was the exclusive purview of Jews who still had a Ribbono Shel Olam and a Torah. Today, the day school has become the desired school for those who identify as Jews, which is a tremendous zach. Don't underestimate the incredible importance of a Jew who identifies as a Jew. It's not now the time to discuss why that is of such enormous importance.